If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh, since we are talking about the topic of jurisprudential rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, is qunut wajib, obligatory? And is it permissible to recite any kind of dua in one's own language, Sheikh Javid?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, qunut is basically not obligatory, but it is highly recommended, because if a person happens to miss qunut, he can recite it anytime he, you know, remembers.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he has done the ruku, when he is standing up to go down for prostration, he can still do the ruku, or even he can do the qunut when he remembers it during tashahud. So that shows how important qunut is, but qunut is not obligatory, it's not mandatory. And therefore, if a person is in a hurry, or if a person wants to deliberately leave it out, he can do it. And when it comes to the second part of your question, you said that is it, for example, permissible to perform the qunut and recite the zu'a or zikr in your own language, because mm-hmm. there are especially recommended du'as that you can recite, like, for example, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. This is a du'a that usually mu'mineen recite, and mm-hmm. this is an ayah that is in the Holy Quran. But if you want to recite a dua in your own language, of course, all the religious authorities have said that you can pray during qunut in your own language, in Farsi, in Urdu, in English, and whatever language that you understand.
Oh, I see. We are talking about the obligatory prayer, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Not recommended qunut, prayers.
In qunut, you can make a dua in your own language.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, but it's very much recommended to state it in Arabic, right?
Yeah, dua in Arabic, especially the recommended dua, okay?
Yes.
Dua that the religious authorities have mentioned clearly in their risala, of
yes.
course, those are the recommended dua. But if you, for example, do not remember the dua, or if you you have not memorized it,
mm-hmm.
and you have your own special wishes and wishes which you want to utter in your own language, that you can still go on and recite it and make mention of those wishes during qunut.
Okay, Sheikh Javid, should the qunut be stated and recited silently or loudly?
According to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, it is recommended to recite the qunut loudly. And loudly means, of course, we usually understand that loudly does not mean that we have to shout it.
Yes.
Okay, you have to recite it audibly, and it should be loud enough to let your, for example, someone who is standing next to you or beside you hear it.
In the okay. same room.
Yeah. And you can choose to recite it loudly, or mm-hmm. you can recite it whisperingly, in low voice. It's all up to you. But when there is a jama'ah going on, okay, there's jama'ah going on and you are offering your prayers, of course, individually, you should not raise your voice.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a very short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the Library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our dear guest speaker at the studio with us, talking about the very important topic of the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, many people offer their prayers while they don't know the meanings of the words and verses and the du'as and supplications they recite during the prayer, right?
Yeah.
And this happens very often to many people who offer their prayers. And is this kind of prayer in order? Is it okay? Is it appropriate? Or while this prayer is offered without the knowledge of the meaning of the words and verses and supplications?
You're right. This is the case with most of the people who do not speak Arabic.
Yes. Huh?
Many people who perform their prayers do not have a very clear perception of the zikr and the words of the prayer recited in the prayer. So, according to all religious authorities, of course, not knowing the meanings of the words and the meanings of the ayat in the prayers does not affect the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It does not make the prayer void. It's highly, of course, important and highly recommended to try to learn the meanings of the words, because we know very well and we know for sure that obviously when a person stands up for prayer and when a person establishes prayer, he is communicating with Allah. He is talking to his Lord, and he is worshiping him, and he should be able to understand. He should be able to understand each and every word of the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are supposed to do, because,
yes,
of course, we have the tafasir available in the libraries, and we have the tafasir available online. And of course, if we get the time or make time to read those tafasir or to read at least the translation of the verses, we should read the translation to understand them. Obviously, we have to understand also that the translation is the Quran, is not the Quran itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the translation.
Yes.
And there are people who wrongly think or who believe that the translation is the same as the Quran and has the same virtue
or
the
value.
Same reward or value or significance as the Quran in Arabic. That's not the case. Of course, the Quran, the real Quran, is the Quran in Arabic, because those are the words of God. But the translation of the Quran those are the words of a human being.
Yes.
And those are the words that have been used by a human being to convey the meaning of the verses of the Quran. And it's very difficult to convey the entire meaning, because the verses of the Quran and the words of God are so profound. They are layers and layers and layers within each word and each verses of the Quran. So it's very much important, and to make a long story short, actually, to put it in a nutshell, I would say that it's very important, very recommended to understand each and every verse of the Quran and every word that we use while communicating with Allah. And if we fail to learn the translation of the Quran, that does not affect our prayer, and our prayer still remains valid.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice contribution and answers to the questions about the very important topic and the principle of the rules of prayer, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. And if you have any questions and queries, you can drop your comments or whatever you think of the program at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also search us by Googling and searching the title of the program, that is Islamic Laws, and plus English Radio. And then you can very easily find us. You can't miss us. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thank you. إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الضال.